For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein calls a New York Times story inaccurate and factually incorrect. The story accuses him last year of secretly suggesting he record President Trump to expose chaos in the White House and enlist cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. The president signs a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill in Las Vegas.
One more promise that the Trump administration is keeping.
A long line of women who either dated Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in high school or hung out with him are standing by him.
More than five dozen of us, the girls who were his closest friends in high school and hung out with him virtually every weekend, had no choice but to stand up and say, "That's not the Brett I know."
Negotiations are underway for Christine Blasey Ford, the college professor who accuses Kavanaugh, to tell her story to the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
More than a dozen people say they were preyed upon by California surgeon Grant Robichaux and his female companion, now both charged with drugging and raping women. Orange County DA Tony Rakaka says the two were using dating apps to target the women.
As to Robichaux, we're examining crimes that may have taken place from two decades ago to the present day. We're expanding our inquiry to several states as well as to other parts of California.
Authorities worry there may be hundreds more victims. Attorneys for the suspects say they did nothing criminal. 1 week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the Tar Heel State continues to feel the effects of the monster storm.
Some locations won't see rivers crest until late in the weekend, and flooding will continue well into next week. This means that lives are still at risk, and people need to stay alert for local evacuation orders.
The governor says about 3,700 people remain in shelters statewide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
More than 500 residents evacuated from an Omaha apartment complex housing immigrants from Myanmar because of code violations. Housing officials say the apartments were full of bugs and there were collapsing ceilings. Landlord Kay Anderson tells reporters he never received any complaints from the tenants.
Go home and Google the refugee camps in Thailand. They all have thatched roofs and dirt streets. And, you know, the bugs have always been part of their lives. The roof leaks have always been part of their lives, which is probably why they haven't complained.
Omaha officials say they received nearly 100 complaints last Friday. Former Vice President Joe Biden delivering opening remarks at the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded last year by Biden and his wife Jill. The summit in Washington is meant to find new solutions to fight the disease. More than 50 companies are expected to announce steps to improve cancer care and ways to help patients and their loved ones deal with the disease.
Too many patients, families, and caregivers are depending on all of us. And I am absolutely convinced, beyond any shadow of doubt, we can make hope real.
Biden's son, Beau, died of a malignant brain cancer in 2015. We're learning more about the early Thursday morning incident at a Florida airport when a 22-year-old student hopped a fence and boarded an American Airlines jet. One of the airport workers who confronted the suspect inside the cockpit says he immediately knew something wasn't right, so he took him off the plane.
I said, "You get down on the ground right now and you stay right there." I was right on him like a dog.
The man was arrested and charged with attempting to steal an airliner. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.